Welcome to Kaboom, where every episode sends your whole family on a new adventure. I'm Sam Payne.
And I'm Brian Tanner, and all through Season 5, we've taken you to all kinds of places.
A cruise ship inside a D&D campaign.
And in today's season finale, we're heading out on one last adventure in the deep, dark woods.
Kaboom presents the original audio adventure, Uprooted.
Mal, I'm back. I found some berries for dinner.
It's about time, Avery. I'm starving.
Connie, why haven't you even started setting up the campsite?
I was out surveying the forest for potential threats. There's this massive sinkhole that
What about setting up the shelter?
That was Mal's job. Ask her.
Where even is she?
She's been over there, staring up at that huge tree.
Mal?
Oh, hello, Avery. Did you come to join me in showing respect to the forest guardian?
Guardian? Oh, you mean this giant tree?
It's not just a tree. It's the tallest, most grandest tree in the forest, and it will protect us if we honor it.
You know what would really protect us? A shelter! You were supposed to be gathering branches.
I did gather branches. They're right here.
You've only got three? Where's the rest of them?
You can't just take branches, Avery. You've got to get their permission first.
Get their permission?
Shh.
What?
Don't tell me you don't hear that, Avery.
Hear what?
The aura of the trees. Listen, it's barely a whisper. It's like a...
Mal?
Avery, you promised berries?
And you promised a campfire, Connie.
I tried to start a fire, but I need real sticks, not these government plants.
Government plants?
The government's been replacing all natural plants with fake plastic ones equipped with surveillance cams.
Deep breath, deep breath. I think we all need to chat. Connie, Mal?
She'll never hear you like that. You have to get on her wavelength.
Mal?
Yes?
We're having a debriefing.
Okay.
Guys, if we don't get shelter, fire, and food soon, we won't earn the Backwoods Survival Badge, and
if you don't earn the badge this weekend, you won't break the record for youngest junior ranger ever to complete all the achievement badges.
You have mentioned it a few times. There it is again, the forest guardian.
No, it's actually a CIA drone spying on us.
I can't believe the head ranger stuck me with you two.
Hey, I'm not thrilled about this either. I wanted to do this with my actual friends.
Same here. Your guys' chakras are seriously misaligned.
Listen, we need branches for our shelter and it's getting dark. So I'm gonna cut some off this tree.
What?
No way. How would you feel if someone cut a part of you off?
We shouldn't touch the tree. What if it's a government plant?
Shelter takes priority.
Avery, put that hatchet down.
Ugh. Ugh. What was that?
It was nothing.
Ugh. Ugh. Avery, stop. Something's wrong.
Stop being paranoid.
Oh.
See, that wasn't so bad. And now we've got a branch.
You shouldn't have done that.
It's fine. I told you.
Look out!
What is that thing?
It's pulling itself out of the ground!
It's got feet like a tree creature!
It's as tall as a house! It's a giant!
It's the forest guardian!
Everybody freeze! It can't see us if we don't move.
Halfwits!
Never mind! Run!
What have you done?
Where's Mal?
Ancient forest guardian, we respect you.
She's trying to talk to the tree.
Mal, run! That monster is gonna grab you.
We're actually very.
Grab Mal.
You're coming with me.
This is my
This tree is a guardian too! It's like the giant guardian, but smaller! There's another one! And over there! Why are there so many?
We gotta get out of here!
Come on! There's a cave up ahead at 2 o'clock!
Oh, I see it!
The opening's too small for the woodwalkers to follow us in! Come on!
We made it!
Did they follow us?
I think we lost them. Here, flashlight. How did you know this cave was here?
I saw it when I was surveying earlier.
Huh.
Should we just wait here until the trees, replant themselves?
Who knows how long that could take. If only there was a section in the Junior Ranger Handbook about forest guardians.
It's a giant! The government covered them up!
Why do you have to turn everything into a conspiracy theory?
Why do you have to be bossy all the time?
I was just trying to earn the achievement badge.
Yeah, well, great job! Now Mal's probably getting eaten by a giant and we're hiding in a cave!
This wasn't supposed to happen.
Why didn't you just listen to us?
I shouldn't have had to!
What does that mean?
Forget it.
No, seriously, tell me.
Look, Connie, you have your conspiracy theories. Mal has her weird nature stuff, and I have achievement badges. This is what I do. This is what I'm good at. I shouldn't need your help.
But you do.
Whatever. We need to figure out how to save Mal.
What if we lure the guardian into a trap?
How? It's too big.
What about that sinkhole I saw earlier?
Sinkhole? That could work. Crap, my flashlight died.
Remember the Junior Ranger motto? A ready ranger is a steady ranger. Let me just, it's kind of sticky. Let me just wipe that off for you. There you go.
You have batteries in your sock? Ugh, why?
The real question is, why don't you have batteries in your sock? You're gonna be very unprepared when the apocalypse hits.
Alright.
And now we have light again.
Gross. But that's actually really helpful.
Sock batteries for the win. Now, how are we gonna sneak out of this cave?
Can you see the woodwalkers out there?
No. I think they left to gather around the big guardian.
Then we've gotta go! Now! Come on! Look! There's the woodwalkers! They're circled around the guardian!
Where's Mal?
The guardian still got her.
What the? It lifted her up onto that cliff! She's trapped up there! We've got to get rid of the woodwalkers, but how?
The Junior Ranger motto, Connie. A ready ranger is a steady ranger.
So you do keep stuff in your socks?
No, that's still gross, but I must have something in my pockets. Notebook, maps, bandit. Ah, fire starter.
Oh, perfect. Trees are probably afraid of fire, right?
Exactly.
But what if the guardian doesn't spook easy?
Then we shift to plan B. Lure the guardian down into the sinkhole.
Brilliant.
Where is the sinkhole anyways?
Due east.
How can you tell?
I always memorize my surroundings.
Wow, that's an incredible skill.
More like essential.
Here, hold this stick. I'll light it.
Nice choice. Doesn't look like plastic. We have fire!
Let's do this.
Hey, woodwalkers! Look what we have!
It's working! The small ones are afraid of the fire!
Yeah, you should be scared!
Back away, my children. We'll handle this.
The woodwalkers are running away!
But the guardian's not!
Look out!
You meddling rangers!
Whoa! He's trying to grab us!
It knocked the stick out of my hand! The fire's out!
We gotta get to that sinkhole!
Again? You try to run?
The guardian's taking the bait!
What? Where are the bait? Run faster!
The sinkhole's dead ahead! On my count, dive to the side! 1, 2, 3!
Ah!
Let's go!
My roots. Twisted my roots.
What is going on?
Mal? How did you get down from the cliff?
I walked down the backside? What did you guys do?
We trapped the guardian!
What?
My board.
We're safe now. It can't hurt us.
Oh my gosh, it was never gonna hurt us.
What are you talking about? It kidnapped you.
No, it was just talking to me. I told you it's a forest guardian, not a monster.
But it was trying to grab us.
It just wanted to know why we cut its branches off. It's so big, it had to pick me up to talk to me face to face.
But I told the woodwalkers to chase us.
Because you were running away?
Wait, what's going on?
The wind is picking up.
Whoa, what's happening to the plants?
It's like the color is draining from them.
The forest is fading.
The aura of the forest, it's become a scream. I told you guys that tree is our guardian.
You also said a lot of other stuff. How were we supposed to know what was actually true?
It doesn't matter whose fault this is. It matters what we do now.
We have to help the guardian get out of the sinkhole.
I think you're right, Mal, but how?
I brought some supplies from camp that could help us.
Really?
Duh. A ready ranger is a steady ranger. A tent pole, a can of bear spray, some rope.
Give me the rope. I'll use it to rappel down to the guardian.
I can tie the rope around that rock over there so you don't fall.
Let me do it.
I've got it. You're not the only one with achievement badges, you know.
When you get down there, tie the rope around the guardian and we'll pull it up.
Right.
Ugh, rope secure. Are you sure you can do this, Avery?
I don't have the rappelling badge for nothing. I'll just tie this around my waist. All right, I'm ready.
Okay, we'll lower you down.
Here I go.
You guys good up there?
Don't worry, we won't drop you.
You can do it, Avery!
Almost there. Made it to the bottom.
It's about time.
I'm just gonna take this rope off of me and tie it around you.
Don't tie it so tight. My bark is still sore.
Sorry about that.
Don't worry, Forest Guardian. She means well.
All right, the rope is secure. I'll climb back up.
Thank you, young ones.
Just a little further.
Come on. We'll help you on.
Thanks.
Okay. Grab onto the rope, and we'll get the guardian out. One, two,
three!
Come on! It's too heavy!
We need help!
Wait! Everyone stop!
Mal, why'd you drop the rope?
Oh, not again.
Well, look, maybe she's on to something. Can't believe I'm doing this, but...
Not you too, Avery!
Okay, fine.
Well, we tried that. What's next?
Shh. Patience.
Whoa. What was that?
Crap! The woodwalkers are coming back!
We should run!
No, wait!
Why?
They're coming to help us! Oh, great forest shepherds! Thank you for heeding our call! Now please, help us pull the guardian out of the sinkhole!
Okay, woodwalkers, now grab the rope!
Now, everyone, pull!
It's working!
Everyone, back up! Again, pull!
The guardian's almost out! One more pull!
children. And you, little rangers.
Of course, great nature guardian.
And look at the forest.
The colors are returning.
The forest is healing.
Yes, everything is as it should be once again.
Sorry about chopping you with the hatchet.
We won't do that again to any of your trees. But the plastic trees are still fair game.
We'll go back to our camp and leave you all alone.
That reminds me. Your friend told me you were short on branches. Here.
You're giving us some of your branches?
For your shelter.
You don't have to do this.
You take care of the forest, and the forest will take care of you.
Wow. Thank you, Forest Guardian.
And this is why we always ask for permission.
Come, my woodwalkers. Farewell, little rangers.
Farewell, great nature guardian.
You done?
Yes.
I can't believe that just happened.
Look, it's almost dark. We gotta get back to camp.
Too bad we didn't get the badge.
Sorry, Avery. I know how important it was to you.
But now that I think about it, you did find food, Avery.
And Connie found shelter in the cave.
And we started a fire!
Food, shelter, and fire. We actually did earn our backward survival badges.
Avery, you did it! Youngest junior ranger ever to complete every achievement badge.
Yeah, but I didn't complete it alone. I would never have known what to do about the Guardian without you guys.
Come to think of it, I wonder if we can also get a badge for honoring a Forest Guardian.
When we get back, we need to write all of this down. Maybe my stepmom will finally believe me.
Hi, my name's Eden Bostrom, and I played Connie. I love camping. I grew up doing a lot of backpacking with my dad. I still love doing it to this day. I kind of relate to this interest that Connie has in that she's always seeking to find what people are hiding from her. Where I'm from in Seattle, there's lots of Bigfoot finders. I've had friends who have quit their jobs or like left school to become professional Bigfoot hunters, and they have blogs and YouTube channels, and I'm not that extreme, but if they ever find something, maybe I'll jump on with them because it is kind of cool.
Look out! It's a giant!
It's the Forest Guardian!
In the beginning of the story, Connie does not relate to Avery at all. They have different priorities. They have kind of different personalities and things that they like. By the end of the story, we have all three of these girls making equal efforts to try and understand each other and respect each other. And Connie finds that actually maybe not everyone is out to get me or has a secret that they're trying to hide from me. Maybe we can just be friends.
Maybe she's on to something.
Okay, fine.
Thank you so much for listening, and we're so excited that you get to go along on this journey with Avery, Connie, and Mal.
Thank you so much, Eden. So, Sam, would you call yourself a camper?
Let's say I've been camping. a lot. Like, I've been camping a lot.
Yeah. You know,
as a grown-up and as a kid.
And yet, the label as someone who camps, you wouldn't adopt that.
Maybe it's not my defining characteristic.
Okay.
Let's say that.
Okay. I feel the same way. I enjoy camping.
Yeah.
I will do it. But man, I took my kids camping a couple years ago, and I thought, this is a lot of stuff to schlep around. Like, tents and fishing, it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work, but once I'm there, I do enjoy it.
You know, my uncles took me and my brother camping when we were kids.
Uh-huh.
They were city guys, and they took us camping in the mountains of Utah. And I wouldn't trade the sight of my Uncle Paul looking up into the mountain sky and seeing all those stars for anything in the world. I mean, boy, that's such a core, great memory for me.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, Brian and I love talking about every episode of Kaboom, and we'd love to hear what you think, too. Leave a review or comment on our Apple Podcast, YouTube, or Spotify channels.
We say it every time. Reviews really do help new people find the show, and who knows, we might just read your comment on the show.
Like this 5-star review from a listener on Apple Podcast with the username Yes, Kaboom. The review says, I ask my mom every morning if I can listen to Kaboom, and I love the action and adventure that you bring me. If I could give you 10 stars, I definitely would. Definitely,
and
all in caps.
And we would take it.
We'd take it. Thanks, they say. Make more scary stuff, though, please. Mm. Olympus Dale was awesome, too, they say. But the story was not that scary. I love Kaboom so... There are a lot of O's there.
There's a lot of O's, yeah.
Like 50 O's. So much triple exclamation point emoji of a person blowing a party favor. Kaboom is the best podcast ever. Oh, man, what a great review.
Wow. Thank you so much. And we're so glad that you mentioned Olympus Dale, which was our special summer series that we did last year. It was just a huge labor of love. It took us literally years to write it, to record it, to sound design it. And so we love hearing that people loved it so much.
And a lot of you have been asking us if there will be a season 3 of Olympus Dale. And here's what we'll say at this point. We are cooking up some plans, and we really appreciate your patience as we're down in the, the Kaboom Laboratory working on making something awesome.
Yeah, and if you haven't heard it yet, all 20 episodes of the first 2 seasons of Olympus Dale are available now, and you can find those both in the Kaboom podcast feed and on a separate Olympus Dale feed on any podcast platform.
And thanks again for joining us for season 5 of Kaboom. We're going to take a little time off, but we'll be back with some fun surprises this summer. So keep your eyes on the Kaboom feed. Uprooted was written by Kay Hendrickson and directed by Brian Tanner. The cast included McKinley Larson as Avery, Eden Bostrom as Connie, Jisoo Shin as Mal, and Dan Carlisle as the Forest Guardian.
The sound team was led by Trent Reimschussel and Dan Carlisle.
What? The Forest Guardian?
With engineering by James Call, Taehyun Kim, Mark Hansen, and Hayden Thompson. And dialogue and sound editing, sound design, and mixing by Jim Kassler, Hannah Evans, Aaron Findlay, Luke Gunnarsson, Dallin Jepson, and Cameron Rhodes, with additional music by Aaron Findlay. This episode was produced by Brian Tanner, Kay Hendrickson, Wendy Folsom, and Sam Payne.
The Kaboom writing team includes Kay Hendrickson, Garrett Gunnell, Carrie Griggs, and Paige Jensen Rutter. Our theme music was written by Sam Clausen. All Kaboom original art was created by Adrian Walsh, and Ikaika Kamimoto is our marketing manager. For more great storytelling for families, check out our companion podcast, The Appleseed, available wherever you get your podcasts. Kaboom is a production of BYU Radio.